First of all, I mean, you build your roster, your 89, 90 man roster, and every position. I think it's important to be able to have systems of offense, defense, and special teams that has the capabilities to take advantage of the abilities of each player. So, I'm really, as far as what do I look for in a backup running back, we have a way we want to play on offense. We have concepts that, certain players do very well in all of them. Certain players you may lean one way or the other. So, but at the end of the day, it's about productivity. So I'm looking for productivity from all positions. And I mean, if you look at what James Starks did last year, I mean, his productivity was the best of his career. I thought James did a great job of taking advantage of his opportunities when he was in there. So availability and taking advantage of your opportunities is what I'm looking for.
Could they get more of that considering the beating Eddie takes, maybe pull him back a little bit?
Well, I like to think Eddie puts the beating on. So I think he's beating people up the way he runs. But I think you got to be conscientious of everything that goes on with your football team. The mileage any player is putting on their body, and really what's going on during not only the snaps he's playing, but the wear and tear. So, yeah, we're conscious of all that. We regulate everything. The snaps every player plays on offense or defense, special teams. You know, frankly, it's something that is part of my depth chart that I have that looks nothing like your depth chart board. So, yeah, but it's about making sure you have a good solid plan, trying to utilize all the different personnel as you can. And so, we're very much in tune with how much Eddie's played and the potential wear and tear.
Mike, from your perspective, how is Brian Bulaga doing practice after being out last year?
I mean, Brian Bulaga looks good. I mean, it's, we're in the OTA practices, and I think our pass under pressure drill has been good. So we've been getting some work there with the sets. So the individual work is what our, I think our line coaches do a great job of. So he's getting exactly what he needs. He's stronger. He weighs a little more than he has in the past. So he's having a heck of a spring.
At this early stage, what has impressed you about Richard Rodgers?
Well, a big time catch today, and I just think he's a natural in space. I'm excited to see him when we get into the inline work in training camp. And but as far as all the movement, playing in space, picking up the scheme, I think Richard's off to a very good start.
Mike, you talk about the competition level and how it's raised. Can guys really separate or begin to separate during OTAs?
They can, but I think you got to be conscious of that. You got to be conscientious of really what is the separation. I mean, let's be realistic. We're practicing in helmets. So these practices are tailored to highlight, agility and, being in space. And you just don't get to see a lot of the things that you'll see in training camp. So, there won't be any jobs won, in June. So,
Mike, did the tight end from Cal, did he gain from his experience as a wide receiver in that spread offense?
Oh, definitely. I think he really has. I think anytime you take a tight end or any positions, and you get to play playing more of a play action type inline offense, and then the ability to move into the backfield, and then playing displacement formations, it's definitely an education opportunity, and really I think it really highlighted his skill set.
Mike, you always talk about the jump that you expect first year players to make to that second year. Can JC Treader make that jump considering the broken ankle and all the time he missed last year? Is he more like a rookie?
Well, I'd consider JC part of that second year jump. Just the fact that what he's put into his first year. I know his first year was lost, a big majority of it because of his injury. But, mentally and his focus and his way he went about it. I know I said this in here last week. He was here every day during the off season. So, I really look for him to take a big jump. He was impressive in the time that he was able to practice there down the stretch going into the playoffs. So I think even the feedback from his teammates, particularly on defense, you know, how strong his hands are, and because no one really got to see JC in pads until that point. So we're going to kind of put him in that second year category.
Mike, is next week's minicamp just more or less a continuation of what you're doing in OTAs, or does that change from a
format? Next year minicamp's a continuation of what we're doing OTAs. I mean, the reality of it, it's mandatory versus voluntary. We've actually gone about our install schedule a little different, trying to highlight certain days throughout the OTAs to give the rookies some review time. So, for instance, we're working install 5 today, install 6 tomorrow, install 7 on Thursday, and then we'll have Friday will be a review day. So, and we moved the last install to minicamp. So,
like, how important was it to bring Sam back over off of the secondary with the new faces?
Sam is definitely one of the players you consider one of your guys when you have a chance to have a young player, watch him develop, and sign a second contract. I think it's huge. And I think it is the pattern that that shows how we operate, and it's something I like to continue to do. And you're always happy on a personal note when you see a young man like Sam, where he started and what he was able to achieve. With his financial opportunity, but the reality is, Sam is now looked on as one of our core players. So, and he'll step up and play accordingly.
Mike, how do you feel about the occasional scuffles and scrappiness at practice? I mean, is it just part of the competition, or do you see no point?
It's natural. The competition is football. I mean, it still is football. I understand, the environments. The safety in the environment has been heightened. I think the measures that are in place now, it lowers the risk for players at this time of year. But to think you're going to go out there every single day and you're not going to have that, I don't think it's realistic. So it's nice to see once in a while, just as long as they manage it.
Micah Hyde's moved to safety.
I think Micah's done some good things playing out the number of different positions he's played. I mean, Micah, the biggest thing for Micah Hyde that I've said repeatedly is, he's going to be given an opportunity to play in all three downs. So so with that, his versatility, the ability to move in and out of packages is something that he's done a great job of. So whether he's, spending time with Darren Perry or, spending time with Joe Witt, I think he's really shown the flexibility to go back and forth.
Mike, you said yesterday before your golf tournament, this might be the most mature team you've had here. What have you seen to make you say that?
Probably because I'm more mature, I like to think. I don't know. But the work ethic I've always felt has been very high for our football team. I mean, I think the way they go about it, and it's reinforced when you have new coaches come in, particularly a coach or two that has been to other organizations or that have been around, and they just kind of confirm what you think about your team. So the work ethic is very high, but this group is really extremely competitive in tune. Our new training environment has been unbelievable. It has put us so far ahead of where we've ever been, and so I think with that brings more confidence. There's just a sense of maturity. I'm not saying the other groups weren't mature. It seems like this group is further ahead than we've been. And you can sense the energy. There's always new energy. I mean, everybody in the league has the same goal this time of year. But I always pay close attention to that. And our core guys are here longer than they've been last year. So the Packer way has been instituted, and I think our veterans are doing a great job acclimating our young guys. So I see that going on more and more. I think you're seeing more player interaction as far as what goes on the field, guys self-correcting and a lot more proactive as far as sharing information and, this is how you need to do this, this is how you need to do that. So that those are good things. I mean, I see more of it this year.
Mike, how have the new coaches kind of gotten acclimated to on-field work?
It's been good. I think, definitely, Sam Gash is an excellent fit for us, and Sam brings a great enthusiasm. He's taking over the ball security drill, and, it has a lot of energy to it. And I mean, he's a, anybody that remembers Sam as a player, and just his approach to playing the running back position has been very good for our guys. So I'm very happy there. Obviously, being around Sam more than any of the other assistant coaches, Steve Marshall's been a very good fit to James Campen. So that's been an excellent addition, especially the timing of it. Ron Zook has definitely made his presence known here. Just with his energy and his experience and the combination, you know, the, him working with Sean Slocum and having Jason Simmons also working with the special teams. So I think, you know, we have a different look and different energy there in the special teams. And, you know, and I really like our young coaches, you know, Luke Getzey and David Rice. So they've been excellent additions.
Mike, when you look at Sam, going back to Sam.
Sam Gash or Sam Shields?
Sam Shields, sorry.
Okay.
You know, when guys get big contracts, they're viewed a little differently in the locker room. We certainly view them differently. I think Morgan went through it last year. Do you talk to your guys at all about, you know, not trying to do too much or not trying to change or justify the contract? I'm assuming you don't have to worry about guys really getting complacent when they get deals, but is that ever a concern with young players?
You know, you're concerned about everything. I go back to, you know, we've talked about this repeatedly in here. The biggest challenge to me for any individual in the National Football League is handling success. So when you receive a new contract, that's a level of success that you have to be able to accept, handle, and you have a bigger responsibility. So, and frankly, I don't think Sam, you know, it's, when you say someone earns the opportunity, that's part of it. So you have confidence that he'll handle that success. I know I do. I'm not concerned about it. Frankly, if we have to talk about something, it's kind of jumped out of bounds. But I think Sam Shields has earned us, you know, earned us this opportunity, and I think he'll handle, you know, himself, and clearly understands the level of success that he's taken. But frankly, we all know there's so much more out there that we want to accomplish.
I guess what have you thought of Richardson so far? I guess just how important was that playing time in the practice that he had last year and kind of bouncing him ahead of this year?
I'm sorry, Bill, what was the...
On Sean Richardson, I guess, A, what have you thought?
Sean Richardson?
Yes.
Okay. Sean looks great. I think, you know, just Sean coming off the injury, kind of going through the way the season went, you know, special teams had a couple shots there playing in some packages, you know, or some reps there on defense. Made a nice play out there today. So a lot more comfortable. Sean's a guy that's really going to show up in the pads. That's his world. You know, I mean, he's a physical guy, and I just would really like to see Sean make a bigger impact on special teams. But he's doing a heck of a job.